Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we get you set live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. Folks, this is the one we've been talking about all week, all month, you name it. We are here for the BG girls taking on the Delhi girls, a rematch of the last 2 years of the MAC championship. These two teams know each other inside and out. Going to be a great battle here tonight. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including those daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And folks, it's not just me tonight. You get my longtime partner, local AAU coach, Dave Smith. Coach, great to have you back again.
Oh, it's great to be here. I love the atmosphere of high school basketball. It's what a great atmosphere here tonight. Bainbridge always brings a great crowd, and Delhi's got a heck of a following with all their success lately.
Yeah, it's going to be a great contest. As we said, the last 2 years, these two teams have met for the MAC championship. Delhi has won in the regular season the last 2 years. BG has taken the MAC championship in February the last 2 years. So I think there's a little motivation on both sides. Obviously, they want to win this game because of the rivalry, but I think BG wants to try to get over the hump, win that regular season matchup. But Delhi, I think, is looking down the road, looking at that crown, saying, boy, we just got to get this out of our heads that we can't beat BG.
Well, I think it's that, but I think Delhi's got, I mean, not that Bainbridge doesn't, but it seems like Delhi's got that goal of they don't want just a MAC championship this year. I think they got a mindset of a section championship, and they've got a mindset of, hey, can we get to the state? And, you know, Bainbridge always is there. Conway with his defensive schemes, and you're going to see a slow, dragged-out game, and I think the first team to 40 probably wins tonight's game.
And that's what we have found over the last 2 years, that these games are usually 36 to 30, something along those lines, because of the way that these two coaches coach. I've been at a lot of BG games this year. I've been at a lot of Delhi games. Every game I've been at, the opposing coach, Todd Bruce for Delhi, is in the stands taking notes. Bob Conway is at a Delhi game taking notes. I'm interested to see what they kind of drew up in practice this week, because they know the other coach knows what's coming. That's kind of the cat and mouse game I like.
Well, let me tell you, and I've been around this game quite a while. Bob Conway is probably one of the best coaches when it comes to making adjustments. He knows how to make adjustments. He knows how to come up with a game plan. And Todd, I mean, he's been around the game for a couple years, not quite as many as Bob, but he's a great coach. He does the work just like Bob does with the AAU in the off season. It's going to be a heck of a matchup tonight.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Don't go anywhere, folks. Or if you do, drive down here to Bainbridge, because it's going to be a great one. The fans are piling in. It's going to be a great atmosphere here tonight. BG girls and Delhi battling it out in just about 8 minutes from now. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We got girls and local basketball tonight on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
The Egg
Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. As we get set here from Bainbridge-Guilford High School, it's the Lady Bobcats hosting Del High tonight in a MAC battle. They always seem to play in the early part of the regular season, and then, of course, as we said, they have met the last 2 years in the league championship. So, again, welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Stop over and see Cork and the crew today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And let's sneak in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports, with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Now, we've seen both these teams so far this year. BGE has looked very good, great outside shooting. And you look at this team, and of course you talk about the reigning MAC MVP in Abby Selfridge, but she just has such a complement of great players around her. And that's what I like about these two teams, is it's not just one star player carrying the load. We talk about BG, you talk about Del High on the other side, again playing AAU together just like BG does, but anybody on that team, it seems like, could step up and score 12 or 14 tonight when you talk about the Logan Bruces of the world, the Addie Sacketts, who's headed to Plattsburgh next year. Just some great players on both sides tonight, Dave.
You know, it's a test to the coach. You know, some coaches in this league, they try to run their offense through one player. But these guys, they do a group effort, and, you know, their stats show. I mean, you look at Bainbridge, I'm looking at some stats here. You got 15 points, 8 points, 8 points, 14 points. I mean, that's a great spread overall, and that's just going to test the coaches. But they rely on their defense to create their offense. And so you look at that, and it doesn't come down to running a set. It's let's create some defense, come down in the half court, and let's see who's going to put the ball in the hoop for us.
Both times that I've seen these teams earlier this year, they have pressed early and they have pressed often. Del High, especially with the athletes they have, they believe they have the depth to continue to do that. So I think it's really going to be a match of who can handle the pressure a little bit better. I think Del High being on the road, the BG student section is always a real kind of big part of the game, in my opinion, because they do get in the other team's head. I've seen it enough times here, and you have too, in games we've done over the years. So it's set to be a great one here tonight. We have circled this on the calendar all year, and we're about 2 minutes away from starting lineups and tip-off. And just, I think you could flip a coin. People were asking me all week, who do you think? And I just continue to hold that, is you could flip a coin, and probably we'll see you again in February if they meet in the league championship.
I'm sure, and like you said, Nate, the atmosphere here, you know, it's a unique place. There's one side of the gym, and the student section is, you can just see they're looking to get rowdy.
They are. Well, it was funny. I was talking to a few of the Del High girls that came up here during the JV game to say hello, and it was actually Caitlin Finch that said, you know, everyone on the outside seems to think these two teams hate each other. She goes, we really don't. We see them all summer long at AAU. Nothing against each other. We play, we have fun, we're respectful, and we just leave it all out on the court. It's fun to see it when it's like that.
Well, you know what it is, Nate? It's rivalries aren't the way they used to be anymore. And you see it all the time, and it is because of things like AAU, because some of these players even play together in AAU, not necessarily Del High and Bainbridge, because they have their own programs, but I look at like my AAU program. I hit kids from South Courtright, Milford. I'll never forget the year I had Addie Lawson and Tori, who are both, you know, Addie's at Cobusville, Tori's at Mooresville, and they just played a couple weeks ago at the college level.
Yeah, yep.
You know, and they're really good friends. So you look at that, and that's what this creates. And it's, even though it's a rivalry, it's still good competition, and it's going to be one hell of a game tonight.
Both teams are getting ready for the starting lineup, so we'll step away as we get ready for the national anthem. Again, the BG Lady Bobcats taking on the Del High Lady Bulldogs. Both teams undefeated as they come in here tonight. BG has been snowed out for a couple of their games. They only have three games in the books Delhi has a little bit more under their belt so far, as some of their games haven't been snowed out. The weather has been crazy, so we'll see if that plays into it tonight as well. Again, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Delhi girls and BG tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Glad to have you along. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2617. Or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. A packed house here at Bainbridge-Guilford Central School. As we get set for Delhi and BG, let's do your starting lineups. First, for the visiting Delhi Lady Bulldogs, a junior number 2, Logan Bruce. A junior number 5, Olivia Wakin. Also a junior number 10, Caitlin Finch. A sophomore number 11, Anna Post. And a senior number 13, Addie Sackett. On the other side for the BG Lady Bobcats, a sophomore, the reigning league MVP, number 11, Abby Selfridge. A junior number 13, Jillian Canestra. A senior number 22, Rebecca Reyes. A sophomore number 23, Corey Thornton. And a junior, number 25, Megan Palmatier. Delhi is coached by head coach Todd Bruce, and of course BG by longtime head coach Bob Conway. Over 500 career wins for Coach Conway.
Well, we talked about at the beginning of the show. We'll probably say it again throughout the night. He's just a great coach, makes great adjustments. All of his teams are defensive trained. They defend first. And he's a heck of a coach. And to talk about the starting lineups, I just was listening to that. I had to make sure I was hearing it right. I mean, these teams have a ton of kids coming back.
Yeah.
It's amazing, Nate.
BG, who won the league last year, did not graduate a single person. They didn't have a senior on the roster last year. And still, at this point, they only have one senior in the starting lineup. And you have as young as eighth graders coming in off the bench in Erica Selfridge, the younger sister of Abby, playing significant minutes. So the program is certainly building in the right direction on both sides.
And that, Nate, is AAU. I can't stress it enough, and not just because I was an AAU coach, but I mean, we did AAU in the high school that I coached at, and it really made a true difference. You can see it. It's just, more on the confidence of the kids when they come in the season.
Sure.
You know, if your team is one that's played together through all of AAU, guess what? You're 6 to 7 months ahead of the team that you're playing if they don't have AAU.
Here we go. BG is in the home white uniforms. The navy blue trim says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms with the white and black trim. Says Lady Bulldogs across the front of the uniform there. We're underway. BG wins the opening tip. They will go right to left on your radio dial. Looks like tight man-to-man to start things off for Delhi on defense. Abby Selfridge, top of the key, thought about a three-pointer. Instead, leaves it back for Jill Canestra. Finds Rebecca Reyes. Left side jumper from the elbow. No good. Rebound for Anna Post of Delhi. And an outlet pass ahead to Addie Sackett, one of the lone seniors on this Delhi team. She'll play at Plattsburgh next year. Left side for Caitlin Finch. To the high post for Olivia Wakin. Kicks out Logan Bruce. Bruce, dribble drive. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down on the floor. And we'll have a foul underneath on Bainbridge-Guilford. 30 seconds in, we're scoreless.
Well, you can see that it's going to be a tempo and there's going to be a lot of pressure in the ball. I mean, even on that rebound, Bainbridge stayed up and pressured the basketball.
Foul on Rebecca Reyes for BG. Delhi gets it in at the foul line. They go left side as they go left to right for Caitlin Finch outside the three-point line. Back across for Bruce. Toe on the line. Two-pointer. No, they'll give her three. And Bruce gets the opening basket of the contest and Delhi leads 3-0 and they come with a full-court press. They skip it across for Selfridge off her fingertips, chasing it into the corner, lost it, and we'll see which way the Zebra Crew says it's going to go.
They'll she did a great job hustling down and bounced it off Logan's knee.
That's a good play by Selfridge in the corner to keep possession with BG. We're about a minute in, 3-0 Delhi over Bainbridge-Guilford. Here's Selfridge, goes to the high post for Palmateer. Turnaround shot is partially blocked out of bounds, and we'll stay with BG, 16 on the shot clock.
Boy, another Palmateer, huh, Nate?
Yeah.
Jeez. They just keep coming here.
They do, and Megan is certainly one of the best on this team this year. Megan gets it in, and she's fouled on the floor down low. Looks like they'll call it on Anna Post of the Lady Bulldogs. So
she's a workhorse.
Yes. That's a great battle down low between Palmateer of BG and Post of Delhi. Players going back to back.
The key will be to see if one of them get one or the other in foul trouble. Like you said, they play each other all AAU, so they know each other very well.
Reyes on the right side here for BG. Stops, pops, can't get the jumper to go. Rebound comes down for Selfridge. Kicks it back out, and they'll get a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Great rebound from Selfridge. 3-0 Delhi over BG. 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Selfridge to the right side. Dribble drive, and the kick out for Reyes. Little miscommunication there, and the ball sails out of bounds back to Delhi. And BG looks like they're going to come with a little full-court pressure. First look at that. And quickly back it off, and they'll meet Delhi at half-court. Logan Bruce to the right side in front of the BG bench. They try to go down low for Anna Post. She lost it. Selfridge is there, and BG looks to run. Selfridge down the left side. Pulls it out. Puts on the brakes. Passes far side for Jillian Canestra. BG with the ball. They trail 3-0. 6:15 to go in the first quarter here from Bainbridge-Guilford. Reyes finds Selfridge at the elbow on the right side. Selfridge dribble drive inside up off the glass. Too hard. Gets her own rebound again and looks to go up with it. Partially blocked. They'll say it was clean. Palmateer steals it back. Gets it to go.
Boy, she doesn't play like an eighth grader or a sophomore, that's for sure.
Palmateer puts it in and it's 3-2. With 5:50 to go in this first quarter. Delhi with the ball as they get it to the top of the key for Caitlin Finch. Finch clears out the left side, setting up the offense. Chance of defense from the BG student section. They go down low for Anna Post on the right low block. Back out for Bruce. Kicks it across for Finch for three. Halfway down, and then it rims out. And the iron is unkind there to the Lady Bulldogs. BG pulls it back up. 5:25 to go in the first. 3-2 the score. Delhi on top of Bainbridge-Guilford. Selfridge to the left side for Reyes. Good interior pass here for Palmateer. Backs down, up off the glass, too hard, and those shots that normally fall for both these sides aren't going in so far tonight. Delhi back the other way. Bruce down low, the one-handed pass is intercepted, and Canestra brings it back up the floor. To the right side, looking for options, and now she'll pull it out at the top of the key. Canestra finds Palmateer, right side, 4:50 to go, first quarter, Delhi 3. BG 2, back out for Selfridge, straightaway three-pointer, no good, and a post with a rebound, outlet pass for Logan Bruce. And Bruce slowly crosses the Bobcat logo at midcourt. Bruce to the top of the key finds Caitlin Finch as they set up the offense once again. BG also in man-to-man. and a one-point lead, 3-2. As we said, Dave, it might be the first team to 30 tonight.
I think it's going to be. Yeah, you're right. And you know, I don't know if you noticed, but every other possession, BG's either coming down in a 2-3, and then the following possession they come with a man, which is that's tough to do. That is tough to do as a player just to know what defense you're playing, but they're seeming to do it really well.
Yeah, both teams switching things up as we knew they would. Ball was loose on the floor, and a jump ball is going to keep possession with Delhi with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Yeah, that's hard because you really have to be paying attention to what you're going to run on offense.
What it seems to be is on a made basket, they come back and a press to a 2-3 zone. And then if it's off a miss, they're right into a man, which is it's tough to do, especially mentally as a player.
4 minutes to go, first quarter. Delhi leading BG 3-2 here in this girls' MAC matchup tonight. Left side for Caitlin Finch. Finds Gioffi, who's checked into the game. And her shot from the foul line, no good. Rebound for Canestra, and a foul on Spangenberg, who's also into the game here for Delhi. And BG will get the ball back here again.
You know, Delhi doesn't lose any size coming off that bench. I mean, they if anything, they get bigger.
Yeah, when Spangenberg and Gioffi check in, they both have some nice height, and that helps.
Man.
BG breaks the press. Here is Selfridge to the left side. Good pass for Palmateer. Up and in, and she's fouled. Megan Palmateer is going for the old-fashioned three-point play, and a great pass there from Abby Selfridge.
What an unselfish play, too. I mean, she probably had the lane to take it herself, but she found Palmateer, and what a nice lay in there.
BG with their first lead of the night, 4-3, with 3:50 to go the first quarter. Palmateer up and in. Palmateer has all 5 points, and BG takes a 2-point lead, 5-3, with 3:45 to go first quarter. Delhi going left to right. They work it down low. Kicked out of bounds there by Corey Thornton of BG. Stays with the Lady Bulldogs underneath the hoop. And the fans continue to roll in here, Dave. It's a packed house. Good to see.
It's hot in here, and like you said, it is. The fans do continue to pile in. It's we're only midway through this first quarter, and this place is going to probably be standing room only by the time we get done.
Here's Logan Bruce, left side for Delhi. 20 on the shot clock. Back out for Addie Sackett. Little 180, tries to pass back to Bruce. Ball loose on the floor. Delhi gets it back. They find Finch, right side corner, pump fakes, and now pulls it back out. Gioffi down low for Spangenberg. Up off the rim, no good. Rebound back for Delhi. Here's Bruce, a left side three. Got it. Logan Bruce dials long distance, and she's got 6 points. And a steal now for Delhi. Spangenberg finds Sackett, who goes down low. Ball loose in the paint, and let's see, we're going to have a foul. Yes, we will. 3:07 to go in the first, 6-5, Delhi on top.
You know, you must feel like you've called Logan Bruce's name for the last 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
It seems like she's been here forever, doesn't it?
And she's only a junior.
Only a junior. It's unbelievable.
Both these teams, I mean, it's like the teams never change. Bruce already with 2 3-pointers. She has all 6 of Delhi's points. Sackett down low for Gioffi. Kicks it back out for Spangenberg at the right elbow for Sackett. 20 on the shot clock. Deep three. Caitlin Finch left side. Dies on the front rim. Rebound for Canestra of BG as she tracks it down. 2:45 to go first quarter. 6-5 the score. Delhi on top of Bainbridge Guilford. Great contest so far. A lot of good defense.
Great defense.
Palmateer back for Thornton. Again, man-to-man for Delhi. As Logan Bruce right in the face there of Corey Thornton. 10 on the shot clock. They go Palmateer on the right side. She wants to dribble drive. Gets down low and is fouled. Nice move, and she draws the foul late in the shot clock.
You can definitely tell how much these teams know each other. It's like they know each other's moves. They just know it. They anticipate so well. It's really special to watch.
2.5 to go, first quarter, 6-5 as Palmateer goes to the line. Palmateer's first shot is up and good, and she has all 6 of BG's points. You flip the script, and Logan Bruce has all 6 for Delhi.
Leadership. These two have been on these teams for numerous years, and there's just a lot of leadership between the two of them.
Palmateer to the line again for her second shot, and this one is up and good. Palmateer's got 7. Here's the foul situation. Of course, it resets every quarter now. Delhi with 4, BG with 2. Once you hit the 5th shot, you automatically shoot, so something to keep in mind. Here's Carly Heavey checks into the game. Gioffi back out for Sackett, finding Bruce on the left side. Now for Heavey. Long three, left side, no good. Rebound for Selfridge, and off she comes. Selfridge to the right side, pulls it back out, looking for options as Bainbridge-Guilford leads 7-6 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Selfridge, a great all-around athlete here for BG, and of course the reigning MAC MVP. They work it across for Erica Selfridge, her younger sister in the eighth grade, finding Corey Thornton for Palmateer. Back for Erica. And Abby Selfridge, the shot no good. And a rebound here for Delhi. And an outlet pass now for Carly Heavey with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. And Delhi trailing 7-6. Here's Sackett in the corner. That's off the mark, no good. A rebound for Selfridge.
Delhi's doing a great job on the Selfridge girl. I mean, she hasn't scored yet, and they're just doing a good job on the ball pressure with her.
Here's Palmateer at the top of the key. Both Selfridge girls are in the game now. Abby, the sophomore, Erica, the eighth grader, wearing number 4. Here is Erica kicking it back out for Canestra. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Palmateer. Thought about a 3. Instead, gets it to Selfridge. Pump fakes, trying to go to the hoop, up off the glass, too hard, no good. Rebound for Canestra, and she's fouled. She's done a nice job on the glass, too.
Great job on the glass, but I thought she got bumped there a little bit. She probably should be at the line, but they've made the call at the end.
So Canestra will step in to shoot, too. A very deadly three-point shooter here for BG. Haven't seen her put one up tonight, but she can get hot, that's for sure. First foul shot up and good for Canestra.
Well, Delhi's doing a great job of pressuring the ball. They're really getting Bainbridge to take shots late in the shot clock, which is actually forcing them to put up shots that they probably normally wouldn't take. So the scouting report is out. Todd's doing a good job here of knowing what's coming at him.
Canestra's second shot is good. I mean, this is a BG team that put up 76 the other night against Sherburne Earlville. They're a team that can score, and it's only 9-6, so we got a great defensive battle here with 1 minute to go in the first quarter.
First team to 40, Nate.
Here's Sackett in the corner. Tries to pass it down low. Intercepted by Palmateer.
And great job with the ball.
He's able to get out of trouble there as Delhi was trying to tie her up in a double team. 45 ticks left in the first quarter. Here's Selfridge crossing midcourt. Picks up her dribble. Finds Palmateer at the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. Palmateer couldn't dribble out of trouble there. And Delhi steals it back with Hannah Morley. Ahead for Wakin. Through her fingertips and out of bounds. And both these teams just not in their regular flow. I think that's probably all because of the defense.
They're just not used to the pressure, I don't think. It's just, and not only that, like you said, how many times have these teams played one another?
Right. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. 9-6 the score. BG on top of Delhi. They work it back out for Reyes. Straight away, 3. Got it. Rebecca Reyes from downtown makes it 12-6, and she's deadly from downtown as well. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. And they find Addie Sackett. Dribble drive up off the glass. No good. Rebound Palmateer. BG with 10 seconds left in the quarter. And they'll bring it up the floor. Here is Selfridge. She's at midcourt. She's going to have to toss one up. A 3 ball. Just in and out. And that's the end of a great first quarter. We'll take a quick break. BG 12, Delhi 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Live here from BG High School, Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you tonight. BG girls on top, 12-6. And boy, that three by Reyes at the end of the quarter there really put some separation between the two. Not that I'm not saying this is a, you know, going to be any sort of a blowout, because you know it's going to be close. But that, you know, that's a six-point separation. A game like this could be big.
Threes are demoralizing in any level, whether you're a coach in high school, modified. Somebody hits a three, it's a demoralizing thing.
Selfridge down low to start the second quarter. Misses a left-handed layup, and Delhi off to the races. Down the left side for Logan Bruce. Bounce pass inside for Anna Post. Puts it up, and she's fouled. And she'll go to the line.
See, I think that's where Delhi has to play to that strength. Get a rebound. You got athletes. Get out and run. That doesn't allow Bainbridge to get set up in their defense and probably will give them a little bit more opportunity and such as going to the foul line.
And so here is Post. Anna Post, just the sophomore, stepping to the line. First shot is up and good for Post. And she puts it home. Delhi is ranked fifth in New York State Class D in this week's Sports Writers Poll. BG is in Class C. They're ranked seventh. So two state-ranked teams getting after it here tonight. Early second quarter, Anna Post at the line for Delhi. Second shot is good. So she goes two for two. We're back to a four-point game. BG on top, 12-8. Full court pressure coming from Delhi as BG with the ball going right to left. Here's Selfridge at midcourt. Crosses the timeline, gets in, pull-up jumper, dies on the back rim. No good, and a rebound for Delhi. Logan Bruce up the floor, crosses the Bobcat logo as they go left to right. Bruce, dribble, drive to the 10, just too hard. Did everything except finish. Nice looking play, just couldn't get it to go down. Rebound for BG, and Abby Selfridge brings it up the court. Knocked out of her hands there by Hannah Morley of Delhi, and will stay here with BG with 7:12 to go second quarter, 12-8 to score. BG with the ball now. Here is Zamira Caldwell. Passing to the far side for Palmatier. Goes down low for Reyes, who kicks one out for Selfridge. 10 on the shot clock. Selfridge trapped in the corner, but dribbles her way out of it. Let's see if she knows how much time is left. 5 on the shot clock here. Dribble drive, left side, shot off the mark, no good. Gets her own rebound again. Tied up on the floor, will have a jump ball. How does Selfridge continue to get those rebounds?
Just relentless. She's absolutely relentless. She puts up a shot. She follows her shot. She's determined.
6:45 to go, second quarter. BG on top, 12-8 in this girls' battle here tonight in the MAC. Live from BG High School in front of a packed house. As Delhi brings it back down the floor. Here is Caitlin Finch at the top of the key. Delhi running the offense here as BG continues to switch up things on defense. Bruce goes down low for Anna Post. Up off the bottom of the backboard there, and another jump ball. This one's going to go back to Bainbridge Guilford.
And that's what Bainbridge is doing, Nate. What they're doing is on any dead ball possession, they're going into a zone press back to a 2-3 zone. And if it's on a miss, they're in straight man, which is confusing for an offense. You can't really get into a flow of what you're doing.
Nice for BG that they have the weapons that are able to do that. That takes a lot to get everybody on the same page.
Yes, absolutely.
Corey Thornton with the ball now for BG. 15 on the shot clock as they go right to left. They lead 12-8 mid-second quarter. Palmatier down low, stripped again by Morley, and Delhi is off to the races. Here is Logan Bruce. Stops in the paint, pops, can't get it to go. Rebound again for Selfridge, and she has just been cleaning the glass here. We'll update you on those stats as soon as possible. Selfridge up the floor, and she's fouled. And Delhi is just trying to trap her any chance they get.
They're trying to. I don't think she's scored yet, and they're doing a great job of just really being tight on her.
That's the thing. I mean, Selfridge is having a great game, but hasn't scored yet. Which, I mean, for a girl that's averaging close to 16 a game, that's tough. But BG's still finding ways. Selfridge left side for Caldwell. She loses it. Ball loose on the floor. And it looks like we're going to have another jump ball. This one's going to go back to Delhi. With 5:45 to go in the second quarter, and again, BG leading 12-8. And both teams not afraid to go to the bench here.
No, they're not. They're both deep. And look how young they are, Nate. It's amazing how young these two teams are and how successful they are so far this season.
Caitlin Finch to the right side, looking for Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Nice pump fake, gets into the lane, kicks it out for Finch. Right side three, off the back rim, no good. Corey Thornton with a rebound and quickly gets it back to Selfridge. And Abby Selfridge, for a girl that plays down low, also brings up the ball, has to do a lot for this BG team.
She seems to control the tempo of everything that goes on. They run it through her, but her and Palmatier really seem to be the Palmatier is definitely the leader. You can see that on the team.
10 on the shot clock. Here's Palmatier. Gets it back for Selfridge through her fingertips, but finds Palmatier. Pump fakes, gets into the lane, up off the glass. Good move, but it's too short. Gets her own rebound, goes up again and can't get it to go. And a rebound comes down for Selfridge. We'll have a foul down low on Delhi. And the Bulldog fans not pleased with the call from the Zebra Crew.
Nothing has changed in Delhi. Let me tell you, I went to school there, and our fans have always been the same.
Just under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And if you can hear at home, fans getting rowdy here on both sides. It's a packed house. BG looking to get it in underneath the basket, and they do, but it goes into the backcourt as Palmatier and Erica Selfridge just couldn't hold on to it, and the ball goes back to Delhi. Both these teams not in their usual flow, that's for sure. Palmateer having a quick word with the officials with 4:53 to go in the second quarter. Now we'll get back underway. Delhi trailing 12-8. Sackett with the ball as they go left to right. Sackett at the top of the key finds Finch outside the three-point line. Finch steps in, long two-point jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound from Post, and she's fouled, and she took a hard one there.
Still no score here in the second quarter, Nate. These two defenses are really getting after one another.
So the ball will go underneath the basket here for Delhi, and Logan Bruce passes down for Sackett, who's stripped
great
by
steal.
Rebecca Reyes.
Boy, and she just ripped it right out of her hands.
Reyes is going to slow things down and find Selfridge on the right side, and BG is going to take a timeout. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 12, Delhi 8. Still no score in the second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios, 12-8 the score. I'm looking down here at Bob Conway. He's drawing over that whiteboard. I've seen you do that a few times. Surprised it hasn't gone about 10 feet up in the air yet. Both teams frustrated at the moment as BG leads 12-8 with 4.5 to go in the second.
Well, we're in the second quarter, and Todd Bruce's tie is loosened up. Conway's top button's already undone. That just goes to tell you what kind of game this is going to be. Both teams really frustrated trying to figure out how they can get something going here.
Todd Bruce kills me. It's like as soon as opening tip happens, the clothes just start flying. The tie comes off half the time. It definitely gets loosened up. The collar's all over the place. These coaches are into it. 4:25 to go in the second quarter, and here's Palmateer with the ball. Goes down low for Selfridge. It's knocked out of there. Nice defense by Delhi. Hannah Morley's doing a good job down there, just poking the ball away at times. Left side here for Logan Bruce. Dribble drive into the paint, throws one up and kind of got blocked. Rebound comes down and Hannah Morley is there to put it home. Nice play off the bench there from Morley. She's got 2 points. Back to a two-point game. BG 12, Delhi 10. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Selfridge to the right side. Palmateer outside the three-point line. Looking for the dribble drive. Gets down low. Palmateer back to Selfridge. Goes up off the glass. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled. Selfridge still looking for her first points of the night. She'll try from the charity stripe.
Boy, Delhi plays great man-to-man defense, and I have not seen them come out of it yet, and they are very good. They're very disciplined. It's nice to watch that in a high school game. It means Todd does a great job coaching these girls up.
Yeah, and you can see that they're very aware of where Selfridge is at all times as she gets the first foul shot to go. It's her first point of the night. BG leads 13-10. Second shot coming for Abby Selfridge. Sophomore, great volleyball player as well here for BG. Second one is good. So she'll put it in, and BG back to a four-point lead. 14-10 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Dave and I will break this one down. We'll get you some first half stats and go from there. Carly Heavey will walk it up the floor for Delhi as they go left to right. Logan Bruce on the left side gets tied up, ball on the floor, and Palmateer got a piece of it but stepped out of bounds.
What great sportsmanship. Every time I've seen a girl get knocked down, it's either a Delhi player reaching for a Bainbridge player or a Bainbridge player reaching for a Delhi player. It's nice to see that.
I think that goes back to our pregame comments where they said there's really no rivalry like off the court or anything. We just play good basketball against each other. As Delhi throws it away here with Hannah Morley, it goes back to BG. So both teams just kind of struggling at the moment, Dave.
First to 30, Nate.
Yeah, it really is. We might have to change our tune. Selfridge to the right side. Dribble drive. Trying to get it to go, and she does. Selfridge now with the last 4 points, and BG leads 16-10. And now a steal back the other way. Loose in the corner, but Delhi gets it back. Everybody diving for those loose balls. Delhi wants a timeout. 3:16 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 16, Delhi 10. We're going to step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lull, Dave Smith back on CDO. 3:15 to go before the halftime break. Probably one of the biggest regular season girls matchups we will see this year. And BG leads Delhi 16-10 as we come to you live from BG High School.
I tell you, there was a significance to that basket by Selfridge. You know, I've coached a lot of players, and sometimes it took that one basket. It'd be interesting to see if that was her jump start to get started this game.
She had the two foul shots. That got her off the scoreless streak, and that was her first basket within play. So you're right, we'll see. 3 minutes to go before the half. Carly Heavey, left side three, can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, follows the shot, puts it up and in. Carly Heavey, the senior, her first point. 16-12 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter, and Selfridge brings it up the floor.
And Delhi just backed off the press, wondering if Todd's thinking the same thing. Gee, is that going to allow Selfridge to get going? Let's just back in and be able to play a half-court defense here.
Here is Corey Thornton. Kicks it out for Selfridge. Pump fakes. Lost her dribble there as it kind of bounced off of her leg. Delhi steals it. Back up the floor with Waken. And for Hannah Morley on the left side, finds Logan Bruce. Step in three. Died on the back rim. Rebound comes out for Delhi. And we'll have a foul on Bainbridge, and that's a tough one. That just looked like a 50-50 ball to me. So that'll be the second on Rebecca Reyes for BG with 2:25 to go, second quarter. I think Coach Conway wants to have a word, too, on that one.
Yeah, sometimes as a coach, you got to question them and just let them know that you're still here, and you're going to let them know what you think about it.
So
he's been around the game long enough, he's allowed to do that.
Oh, I'm sure. Delhi gets it in underneath the basket, and Anna Post cannot convert on the layup, and another rebound for BG.
A lot of missed chippies for Delhi.
Yeah, they have left a lot of points kind of standing out there, I would say. Abby Selfridge to the left side for Palmateer. Good dribble move down low. Couldn't get it. Selfridge the rebound. Missed it, and it's loose on the floor, and we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Selfridge as they were scrapping for the ball. And again, good sportsmanship there after they get up off the floor. Great to see. That's going to be the second on Selfridge, and Bob Conway certainly heated on that one as well.
Well, you know, the refs are just kind of trying to let the kids play, but at the same time, we got to clean it up a little bit because there's a lot of contact underneath these baskets.
Sack it to the left side as Delhi has the ball going left to right. They trail 16-12 here before the halftime break to the high post for Waken. Stolen again by Rebecca Reyes.
Boy,
nice
she
play
got
there.
Quick hands.
That's the second time we've seen her just kind of sneak up and steal it away. Reyes to the left side. Dribble drive, trying to go for Corey Thornton off her hand and out of bounds with a minute 35 to go. Delhi needs a good possession here and a bucket. I think that would certainly help them. Up the floor to the right side for Carly Heavey. Gets to the timeline, finds Logan Bruce, who has 6 points, but they were all in the first quarter. She's been quiet since. Back across, Sackett for three, no good. Rebound for Selfridge. And she'll walk it up the floor with a minute 20 left before the halftime break. Selfridge at the top of the key, finding younger sister Erica Selfridge. 15 on the shot clock. They find Reyes downtown for three. Rims out. Was about halfway down. Palmateer with the rebound. Goes up, and she's fouled. And Palmateer will go to the line. Boy, that shot from Reyes looked like it was halfway down and popped straight back up.
Reyes has been on varsity since eighth grade, yes?
Eighth, maybe ninth.
Maybe ninth.
It's been a while. She's another one that's just been around.
She can shoot that three, man.
We had a game last year where she hit five or six, just boom, boom, boom in a row. So Palmateer, first foul shot, off the mark, no good.
I remember an AAU game where she rattled off four or five of them. She was young. This is 2 or 3 years ago, so we know she can play.
She's one of those ones that if you let her get one or two, it could be the end of your night just because...
Gets hot.
Yeah, that's how she goes. She'll go to the bench right now, though, because she does have those two fouls. Want to protect her there with about a minute to go. In the first half, Palmateer makes the second one, so she's got eight. BG leads 17-12 with a minute to go in the second quarter. Here's Bruce to the left side, finding Sackett. And again, BG switching up these defenses. I think that's been tough. And to the left side, this one poked away as they tried to get it to the high post. And Palmateer was right there to snatch it away again. Erica Selfridge brings it up the floor as Abby goes to the bench, I think again for protection with those two fouls. Here is Caldwell at the left elbow, finds Molly O'Hara, and back for Palmateer. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock, here is Thornton. And back to the right side for Erica Selfridge. They try to go to the interior for Palmateer. Again, turn around,
great
shot,
move.
And just can't get it to go, but a great move is right.
And she used her left hand there. Wow, that's nice to see.
20 seconds to go, 17-12 the score before the half. BG on top of Delhi. Lady Bulldogs looking for the last shot here of the quarter. They go to the right side for Logan Bruce. Bruce looking for options, steps in, back out for Sackett. Five on the shot clock now, stolen away here by BG. Can they get a shot off? Here's Palmateer, chucks one up at half court, and it's short. And our halftime score is BG 17, Delhi 12. Dave, quickly your thoughts before we take a break.
We talked about it all pregame. It comes down to defense. I think right now Delhi is missing some shots inside, which is hurting them, but it's the pressure that Bainbridge is putting on the ball aside, and as well as the defensive change and schemes that they're coming up with. And a side note from that, I think some of the Delhi kids are taking the wrong shots, and some of the kids aren't getting the right shots. So
sure.
I think you'll see Todd make those adjustments at halftime, but as I said before, Bob Conway is one of the best making adjustments. He's going to come out and make his adjustments as well.
Should be a great second half. Again, our halftime score live here from BG, 17-12, the Lady Bobcats on top of Delhi. We'll be back with the Mirabado Energy Products halftime report on CDO. As in the road, maroon with the black and the white trim. BG leads 17-12, and Selfridge will go to the line. First foul shot is up and good. So Selfridge now with 5 points and 7 rebounds so far here tonight, and she's bringing the ball up a lot more than normal. I think Coach Conway saw something there and just wanted her to handle the rock a little more. As she makes the second foul shot, she's got 6 points, and BG leads 19-12. Here is Logan Bruce, gets one to the high post for Anna Post, kicks it back out for Sackett.
Delhi just got to settle down.
They need a good first possession here and just run the offensive set. They go left side for Bruce, who has 6 points. Floater is short, no good. Selfridge, another rebound, and she gets out of trouble and will bring it up the floor. Selfridge to the left side, tied up, and we'll have a jump ball. It's going to stay with BG, and boy, as soon as Selfridge gets the ball, you can tell that's the game plan. Double team, swarm her like a fly.
They are all over her, and it shows. I mean, the 4 points she had, it reminds me of like Addy a couple years ago when Tori was all over in the one of the tournament games. I mean, it's just they're all over her.
The possession arrow does give it back to Delhi. My mistake on that one, and Delhi gets it back. They trail 19-12 early in the third quarter. They go Caitlin Finch outside the three-point line.
She's deadly out there, too. I'm surprised she didn't get a couple shots off.
Back for Bruce with 10 on the shot clock. Dribble drive goes up. Hits off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Palmateer. And an outlet pass for Canestra. Canestra with 2 points. Corey Thornton with none. Those are two girls who average about 9 for BG. We'll see if they can get hot in the second half. They go down low for Palmateer. Turn around, dribble drive. Up and in for Palmateer. She's into double figure. She has 10.
Well, BG, she's got a great move.
Yeah, she does. Back the other way, and Addie Sackett is fouled. With 6:40 to go in the third, 21-12 to score, BG on top. And that move by Palmateer is great down low.
And you almost don't expect it out of her, but she knows, you know, what you look at is her footwork. She uses those legs like tree trunks and gets around her player and seals her and is able to put that ball up and in.
Sackett with the first bucket of the night for her. She's a player that averages about 12 or 14. So second one coming for Sackett. Delhi needs her to pick it up here in the second half. Second one, no good. So the score is BG 21, Delhi 13, 6.5 to go, third quarter. Selfridge down the floor, left side for Palmateer. Palmateer back for Selfridge, outside the three-point line straight away as BG goes left to right. Selfridge back for Palmateer, 15 on the shot clock. Palmateer looking to get it into the interior, but really no passes to be had. Palmateer pulls it down, finding Selfridge at the foul line. Lost it in midair, gets it back though, goes up, can't get it to go. Ball is short, rebound for Delhi. Good defense there for the Bulldogs.
I was going to say, that's a great defensive stand there by Delhi. Let's see if they can turn that into some points.
Logan Bruce at the top of the key with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. 21-13 is the score. BG on top. Here's Logan Bruce, left side. Gets in the paint, off the glass, rims out, but she'll go to the line. And boy, Delhi, some of these shots, they go in on most nights, but tonight they are not going down.
tough rims. Conway had them tightened up before the game.
He was probably out here with the screwdriver.
A little tighter on this one.
That's right. That's right. Logan. Listen, this is always a tough atmosphere to play. I remember when I was a player, it's tough to come in this gym. The fans are right on top of you, and there's nobody on the other side. It's definitely a different atmosphere here.
Bruce misses the first shot. Second one coming for the junior, Logan Bruce. Again, a three-sport standout athlete with soccer, basketball, and track for Delhi. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Second one for Bruce is good. So Bruce has seven, and it's a seven-point deficit for the Lady Bulldogs on the road at BG. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Here is Selfridge finding Megan Palmatier at the right elbow. Tries to go up. Nice block by Anna Post of Delhi, and here come the Lady Bulldogs.
She's done a great job on Palmatier.
Finch trying to go coast to coast and misses the right-handed layup. I'm telling you, folks, 9 times out of 10, that goes in for most players here on this Delhi team. Tonight, not the case.
You know, there's a lot of time left, and as I know as a coach, 7 points is absolutely nothing.
Thornton finds Reyes. Stops at the foul line. Back for Palmatier. Looking for a screen. Palmatier back out for Jillian Canestra. Back for Palmatier. Looking for the dribble drive. On the baseline, stepped out, it goes back to Delhi.
Boy, she's playing great defense. She's really doing a great job on Palmatier there.
Palmatier with 10 points, but you can tell she looks frustrated at the moment. That defensive plan is working, but Delhi just hasn't been able to score on the other end.
With two possessions, one was a block, and now a turnover there on the baseline. She's really doing a good job here in the second half.
Logan Bruce down the right side of the floor here for Delhi. Skips across the top of the zone for Caitlin Finch in front of the Delhi bench as the Bulldogs go right to left. Chance of defense from the BG student section. And here is Logan Bruce outside the three-point line. Tries to get it to the high post, kicked out of there, and a steal from Bainbridge Guilford. And Selfridge will walk it up the floor to the left side. Crossing the Bobcat logo, passing one off here for Canestra. Finding Reyes, she's got an open lane for the three, can't get it to go. Too much mustard on that one. Rebound, Palmatier, and she's blocked again, this time by Olivia Wakin. Back the other way here for Delhi. Here's Logan Bruce off the glass, and the left-handed layup won't go down. And a rebound for Canestra. Canestra with no points, but she's done a good job on the boards. 4:10 to go, third quarter. BG 21, Delhi 14. Canestra finds Selfridge on the left side. Thought about a three, doesn't shoot it. Instead goes to the foul line. The jumper won't go down. Selfridge, her own rebound, puts it home. Selfridge has got eight, and a great job following her shot. Logan Bruce down the floor as Delhi trails 23-14 with 3:45 to go in the third. And they go down low for Anna Post, and she couldn't hold on to it. Ball rolls out of bounds. Todd Bruce is going to take a timeout. The score, BG 23 and Delhi 14. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A quick 30-second timeout there for Todd Bruce and the Lady Bulldogs. Hoping to get some momentum back late in this third quarter. 3:40 to go. Still a lot of time left in this game. We know both these teams have the offense. We haven't seen much of it here tonight, but they have the offense to score in bunches. Selfridge for BG with the ball going left to right. She's on the left wing and finds Palmatier. Palmatier to the right side for Reyes. Goes down low for Canestra. Back out for Palmatier. Down low for Selfridge. Nice pump fake off the glass and in. Selfridge into double figures. She's got 10. And it's 25-14. BG on top of Delhi. Left side for Sackett. Into the paint. Up off the glass and good. And Addie Sackett won't go quietly. She has 3 points. 3:05 to go, third quarter. 25-16 the score. BG with the ball as the Lady Bobcats have the lead. They find Palmatier straight away. Thought about a three. Still looking for options. Gets it back for Selfridge. Selfridge directing traffic. 10 on the shot clock here for BG. Selfridge back for Corey Thornton. Tries to go down low for Canestra. It was too tall for her, knocked out of bounds and back to Delhi.
Just that slow, methodical offense that he wants to run, wait till about 10 seconds in the shot clock to go. He's really trying to slow the tempo of the game down, which plays against what Delhi wants to do.
2:40 to go, third quarter. BG leads Delhi 25-16. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, of course, courtesy of SFCU. Top of the key for Caitlin Finch. Picks up her dribble. Tries to go back for Logan Bruce. Knocked away. BG with another steal. And they are in no hurry as they walk it up the floor with Selfridge. Selfridge to the left side. Picks up her dribble. Finds Rebecca Reyes, closely guarded here by Caitlin Finch. Reyes with a good interior pass for Palmateer. Down low in the paint, and she's fouled.
Boy, she's a bulldog in that post.
Palmateer, it was two summers ago, spent a majority of the summer working with Coach Conway on being able to go right or left. It's paying dividends, that's for sure.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is she's got that quick move to the left, and she's not, like you said, that left and right, she does a great job with it.
Reyes gets it in underneath the basket with a fresh shot clock here for BG. Canestra picks it up, and BG will call a timeout. 2:06 to go in the third. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score, BG 25, Delhi 16. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you tonight on CDO. Bainbridge with the ball out of the timeout and a 25-16 lead over Delhi. They get it in. Canestra, turnaround shot is no good. Good pressure there from Delhi on defense. They pick up the rebound.
Delhi needs a good 2 minutes here to try to get back in this ball game to make a run at the fourth quarter.
Sackett with a shot, and no call there as there was a lot of contact between her and Selfridge. They let it go, and BG comes away with the ball.
Honestly, I think it's a great call by the ref because he could have called that either way. It's a 50-50 call. Let it go.
Here is Palmateer finding Reyes with a minute 35 to go, third quarter. BG on top, 25-16. Selfridge dribble drive left side off the bucket. And they'll say she traveled. Either way, what an athletic move to get it to go, but took one extra step. And BG not happy.
Conway is not happy. His thigh's a little looser after that call.
tough to see on our angle. There was a lot of bodies in the way, but it was close. Minute 25 to go, third quarter. Delhi trying to crawl back in this game, and that won't help as Logan Bruce, her pass going down low, trickles out of bounds.
You know, for veteran player she really is at the varsity level, she's really struggled to make some passes into the inside tonight. And I don't know if that's just Bainbridge's defense or it's just a tough place to play.
Minute 10 to go, third quarter. Selfridge pull-up jumper rattles out. Ball is loose, and Canestra with another rebound. Back out for Thornton. Across for Reyes. Reyes, the lone senior on the floor, gives it back for Selfridge. Back out for Palmateer. 20 on the shot clock. Palmateer, dribble drive, puts it up. And can't get it to go. We'll have a jump ball on the rebound. And they're going to keep it with BG. And boy, when the ball comes down on the floor, it is a battle royale down there to find the basketball.
Bodies flying. People getting moved out of the way.
Selfridge was just flying through the air with Anna Post. And it was something to watch right there. And now BG wants to take another timeout with just under a minute to go here in the third quarter. We'll step away again for 30 seconds with the score BG 25 and Delhi 16. We'll be right back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessup House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
54 seconds to go, third quarter. The BG girls on top of Delhi, 25-16. Reyes gets it in for BG underneath the basket to Palmatier at the left low block. Back out for Selfridge. Selfridge now looking for options. Gets it down low for Palmatier. Backs her down to Selfridge, and she's fouled. Selfridge and Palmatier are trying to win this game themselves, and they're doing a good job. With 40 seconds to go in the third quarter, Selfridge back to the line. She has 10 points. Palmatier has 10 points.
I have the text right here, Nate. Delhi win at the buzzer.
Yeah, you got it. That was from last year. We were just talking about that. As Selfridge makes the first foul shot. We were doing the Delhi-South Courtright game. South Courtright's up, I don't know, 13 or 14 late in the game. This guy right here next to me texts me and says, Delhi's coming back to win at the buzzer. I'm thinking, you're out of your mind. Against a team that was in the state Final Four the year before.
And I hated doing that to my girl Addie, Tori, who I love dearly. But
Selfridge, second shot is good. She's got 12. Well, you know the game. You know these local teams. That was one for the ages. They'll be talking about that game in Delhi forever. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. After Selfridge makes the two foul shots, it's 27-16 on top of Delhi. Sackett skips one across, and back up top for Hannah Morley. Back for Carly Heavey. Heavey for Spangenberg. Down at the right low block for Gioppi. Back up for Morley. 10 on the shot clock. They find Heavey. Steps in for a long two off the back rim. Too hard. Erica Selfridge with a rebound. And she gets tied up for the jump ball. Hard to believe she's an eighth grader. Played varsity volleyball. Playing varsity basketball. And is a tremendous player for Coach Conway. He's very excited for her future.
It's unbelievable how young these teams are.
Gioppi with the jumper as Delhi gets it in. No good. Rebound, and Reyes will sprint up the floor for BG. Looks up at the clock. See, she has 7 seconds left. Reyes to the right side. Back out for Erica Selfridge. For Palmatier for three. No good. Rebound, but they can't get a shot off before the buzzer. End of the third quarter, 27-16. BG on top of Delhi. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO. Nate Lowe, Dave Smith with you here. Thanks for joining us on the radio. Also on WCDOsports.com. You can go back and listen to these games anytime on WCDOsports.com. Just click on the game audio archive. Click on the game. It's right there, free to download, courtesy of SFCU. BG with the ball going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms, the navy blue trim. Delhi on defense in the maroon with the black and white trim. BG with the ball and a comfortable lead. They get it back for Palmatier. Straightaway shot no good, and a rebound for Delhi and Gioppi. Ahead now for Logan Bruce. And Bruce down the right side. Can't get it to go. Ball loose on the floor. Bruce puts it back up. Again no good, and Palmatier rips it down. Great job by Palmatier to find that board again.
She's really strong with the ball underneath. There she goes, right to the hoop.
Palmatier with the shot, no good. Zamira Caldwell with the rebound, puts it up, and she's fouled. 27-16 the score. Caldwell will step to the charity stripe here. Another great athlete who's kind of coming into her own. Talking with Coach Conway, he said she just needs to get some confidence in her game. She has all the athletic ability in the world. Is Caldwell no good on the first shot. Great volleyball player. Had 8 points the other night against UV, and he thought maybe that would help her come out of her shell a little bit.
That's tough. You're young. on the scene, and you're trying to make a difference, and you're trying to prove your teammates you belong here, she'll come into her own. He always gets these players to come out.
Second one for Caldwell is good. That's her first point, and she's only a sophomore as well. So BG on top 28-16 early in the fourth quarter here tonight at BG High School. Here's Hannah Morley to the right side, leaving one back off for Caitlin Finch. Now for Logan Bruce.
Boy, BG plays some good defense.
Yeah, they really do. They're in a 2-3 at the moment, and it is just swarming all over. Bruce with a shot from the left side. That's off the mark, no good. Back out for Finch. Finch at the top of the key, looking for options. Finds Bruce, who has those 6 points, gets into the lane, can't get it to go. It's like there's a lid on there for Delhi at the moment.
I mean, they've scored 4 points at halftime, and I'll tell you, every shot they take is contested or just a tough shot.
So Bruce to the line here. She had that three-pointer to start the game, then she hit another one. She did have that foul shot as well, so she has 7 points as she steps to the line here, but a lot of her points were early in the game. As she hits the first foul shot, she now has 8. 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 28-17, BG on top. Abby Selfridge checking back in. Smart move by Conway. Keep her out for a little bit. Protect her on the fouls, I think. Bruce to the line. Second one is short, no good. Ball loose on the rebound. Guess who? Abby Selfridge right there to scoop it up. Passes it out for Palmateer and back to Selfridge.
She's going to end up with a double-double.
Yeah, she really is. We'll get all those stats for you in our post-game show, of course. Abby Selfridge to the bucket. Nice block there by Spangenberg of Delhi. Just stayed straight up and got a piece of it. Now back the other way for Caitlin Finch, and she is blocked by, guess who, Selfridge. And now a foul on Finch. With 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter, and the BG faithful applauding the effort there from Selfridge. She just doesn't take plays off.
No.
Got blocked and sprinted back down the court to steal it back.
She was the first one back.
Corey Thornton gets it in for BG, finds Palmateer. BG just looks relaxed right now, Dave.
Well, they got an 11-point lead, and this is where Conway's most comfortable. You'll see him work that shot clock down to right around 10. I take that back.
Palmateer to the bucket. She had a golden opportunity, so she took it, missed the layup, though. Delhi back the other way with 6 minutes to go. Logan Bruce left side in front of her own bench as Delhi is in the maroon with the black and the white trim. They trail 28-17, and this won't help as the ball flies out of bounds. Everybody looks a little frustrated right now on the Bulldogs bench.
Delhi's not used to this pressure. It's a lot of pressure. It's in your face, and it's the whole game. It doesn't end.
You know, I think they have done a good job challenging themselves. Played Cooperstown early in the year. It was a great game, a lot of pressure in that one, but the last few weeks, they have had some comfortable wins, and boy, this will help wake up both these teams, I'm sure, going forward, just seeing what is out there in the league.
Well, I think they got to know by now that they're the top two, and they're both going to see each other again. It's going to be inevitable, whether it's in sectionals or it's in the MAC championship. They're going to find each other again, and they're going to be the top four of the league.
5:40 to go in this fourth quarter. 28-17 to score. Here's Selfridge for a three. She got it.
Oh.
She's got 15 now, and that's a big one as it's 31-17.
Well, she's at her average, and, you know, we would have never thought that at the beginning of the night. And there it is, Nate, first to 30.
Yeah, that might be the ticket tonight as Logan Bruce takes it to the 10, up and in. She's got 10, so Bruce is into double figures. And Delhi won't go quietly. They trail 31-19 with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Palmateer up the right side in front of the BG bench, back out for Canestra.
As having coached against a Conway team before, the thing that's got to happen right now is you've got to find a way to speed this Bainbridge team up. You've got to speed them up on the offensive end. You've got to speed them up on the defensive end. And that's what they're doing. They're pushing the issue right now.
Delhi back the other way after a miss by Selfridge. And that's Addie Sackett putting it in. She's got 5 and a timeout. So that cuts it back to 10 points, 31-21, with 4:54 left in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here. So lots of time for Delhi and an offense that you got the three-point shooters, you have the people who can certainly help and do it. But as you said, hard to get BG out of this rhythm. Once they get in the half court, they are very comfortable running that shot clock right down to 10 and burning off 20 seconds.
They are. They really are. But the last couple times on the floor, they've taken shots early in the shot clock. And here's the problem. That's only helped Delhi, and all of a sudden now Delhi's in a 10-point game. And as a coach, 10-point is not comfortable. And I'll use an example. Last year, Mohawk Valley was in the Final Four, and they were up 10 with 4 minutes to go, and they ended up losing the game. So 10 points is absolutely nothing, whatever level you're playing at. And it'll be interesting to see what happens here on the rest of the way out.
Well, a great college example there from you. Of course, we've talked about it a few times tonight. Delhi came back from down 14 in the sectional semifinals last year. Then they had about a 10-point lead in the sectional final and ended up losing to Milford. So you just never know. You just certainly never know with a 10-point lead. And still just about 5 minutes left here. BG ahead 31-21 in front of a packed house here tonight at BG High School. And now Delhi comes back with the full court pressure. BG gets it in, and Selfridge will look to bring it up the floor. Closely guarded by Addie Sackett of Delhi. To the far side, Abby Selfridge passing for Erica, the eighth grader. Back across now, Canestra. Great pump fake to the rim, up and in. And Joe Canestra with 4 points. That was a big one. 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter, and to the right side is Addie Sackett, as Delhi needs some points, and they need them in a hurry, 33-21. Left side, Caitlin Finch for three, off the back rim, no good. Rebound for Corey Thornton. Now for Selfridge, and ahead for Canestra.
And here comes the slowdown.
Oh, Canestra going through a pick there at half court and got tied up, and Spangenberg down on the floor here. I think that, you know, was just a tough situation there, just going around a pick. Got tied up. Spangenberg, tough, looking to get up here. Todd Bruce will go out and have a quick chat with her to make sure she's okay. BG 33 and Delhi 21.
Well, hey, listen, while we're on the air, I want to give a shout-out to my girlfriend. She's out in Illinois visiting her dad. So, hey, Evelyn, hope you're listening. Hope you're having fun. We'll see you soon.
Excellent. We love our listeners all over the web on WCDOsports.com. Evelyn, one of our most faithful listeners when we're on together. She likes to make fun of us.
Oh, she sends us texts making fun of us the whole time, so I know she's listening tonight.
Yeah, she usually when we're on the air together, she likes to nitpick us a lot. So we have a lot of fun with that after we're off the air, that's for sure. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. BG at home here. The girls on top of Delhi, 33-21. Been a tightly contested game. BG trying to burn some clock here on offense. And now a steal from Delhi. Logan Bruce and Olivia Wakin ripping that ball away from Selfridge. Wakin wants the jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. And Delhi comes away with it. You're starting to see some energy now from Delhi. Here is Sackett. Left side three. Off the back rim. No good. And again, those shots aren't falling. Rebound for the eighth grader, Erica Selfridge. But she loses it after she gets the rebound. Back out for Finch for three. Got it. Caitlin Finch finally breaks her scoreless streak, and it's 33-24. Erica Selfridge up the floor for BG, and she's fouled at midcourt. And this next 3:30 is probably going to seem like an eternity for both teams.
As a coach, it is more than an eternity. I'll never forget one of the losses I had when I was coaching high school was when Miranda Drummond was an eighth grader, and she was playing at the JV level. We were up 10 on Harpersville with about 2 minutes to go, and she took over.
And we all know where that story leads.
Oh, man, now she's at Syracuse.
Now she's at Syracuse, so 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Selfridge and a foul underneath. This one going to be on Delhi with 3:22 left. And now BG searching for a bucket here. Here's the foul situation. Three on Delhi in the quarter, one on BG. When you get to five now in the girls' game, you're automatically shooting, so keep that in mind. Reyes looking to get it in for BG underneath the bucket. It's deflected, but Palmateer comes away with it, but stolen by Anna Post. Great job on defense by Post. Here comes Delhi. Logan Bruce down the floor, and she's fouled. It's going to be intentional on Rebecca Reyes with 3:15 to go. And those two certainly not pleased talking to each other here. Is no love lost heading down the court there. Really hard to see. It was a lot of traffic.
Nate, I hate to say it about any player, but it was definitely an intentional shove, which was terrible. You know, it was, you don't like to see that, and I don't ever expect that out of Conway's players, but that was, I did not expect that.
3:15 to go here in the fourth, and the two officials chatting with each other here at midcourt. We haven't really seen an official signal besides the fact that it is a foul. Reyes had just come back into the game, too.
He's ejecting her from the game, Nate.
Yeah, 3:15 left in the fourth, and
He made a signal towards the scorer's bench.
Well, he called the intentional, and then they just got together, and I think he just said that she's out of the game.
Boy, Coach Conway not going to be pleased with that. Reyes to the bench. She's a senior. That's going to be tough not having her on the floor in terms of handling the ball. And, yeah, Reyes is going to have to leave the bench now, it appears, and head over towards the stands, I think. I don't know if she's even allowed to stay on the bench or if she has to leave. Yeah, it looks like she's going to have to leave the gym floor and head to the dressing room.
Conway will definitely have a word with her once he watches that on film.
3:15 to go in the fourth quarter, and that kind of changes the tone of this game. 33-24 the score. Now here's Logan Bruce standing at the foul line.
Did you expect anything less, Nate? Here we go. Dramatics are about to unfold here in Bainbridge.
Boy, and you know, if you're BG, you still have this lead. And, you know, you rewind a couple of minutes, you just got to hang on. You just got to hang on, and now this throws a whole nother kink in this chapter.
But it's all of a sudden, Delhi got hit with a burst of confidence.
Yeah, they really did. The last few minutes, they've picked up a couple of buckets that weren't going in before. Here is Bruce to the line. First one, no good.
Boy, she struggled tonight.
She has. She hit those two early, and you thought, okay, she's going to have a big one. Second one coming here for Logan Bruce, and these are points that Delhi needs. Second one is good. So Bruce puts it in. She's got 11. Delhi will keep the ball. They trail 33-25, 3:15 left. Reyes not in the game now, so the eighth grader, Erica Selfridge, back in. Delhi gets it in. Anna Post, the jumper, can't get it to go. Boy, that would have helped. Ball out of bounds on the rebound, back to BG.
But now you got a little bit of inexperience with Reyes being out. You Conway got younger. So let's see how this all unfolds.
Selfridge with the ball, brings it up the floor to the left side for Canestra, who now finds Palmateer. Palmateer holding on to the ball here. BG with 15 on the shot clock. Here is Thornton back for Palmateer in the corner outside the three-point line. Dribble drive for Palmateer. Takes it down low. Muscles it up and in. Great play there from Megan Palmateer. And the lead is still 10, 35-25.
That's the leadership of Palmateer.
Passing it out for Addie Sackett. Back for Logan Bruce. Delhi needs points and they need him in a hurry. Bruce gets fouled as she takes it inside with 2:34 left. And Logan Bruce again to the foul line. And credit to Bruce here because she's kind of collected herself after that whole episode we just had a minute ago and has done a good job. And now head coach Bob Conway is going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 2:34 to go, fourth quarter. 35-25. BG on top of Delhi. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 35-25 the score. BG on top of Delhi. Some fireworks there over the last couple of minutes, in case you're just joining us. And Becca Reyes has been, there's no nicer way to say it, I guess, has been ejected from the game after an intentional foul. And so Delhi trying to kind of live off that momentum for the moment.
But student section is not helping any of the momentum. They're over there rowdy.
35-25 the score. Bruce to the line here. These are not the intentional foul shot. She was fouled again. So Bruce to the line, and these would certainly help. So out of the timeout, Delhi with the foul shot, up and good.
Like I said, a 10-point lead at any level with over 2 minutes to go, there's nothing. I mean, there's something that I did in practice. We probably did at least twice a week. We do down 10 with 2 minutes to go, and you played this scenario out with fouls, and you just practice it. And I'm sure Todd has done the same thing with his team with playing out a scenario.
Bruce can't get the second one. Palmateer with the rebound. Outlets it down the length of the court for Corey Thornton. Up and in. Corey Thornton, her first bucket of the night. That's 37-26. Here's Caitlin Finch for Delhi for a three. Died on the front rim. Selfridge, another rebound. And off to the races. Here comes BG. They're looking to run. Ahead now for Canestra. Back for Selfridge. Give and go, and it's in. Selfridge has got 17. Timeout Delhi with 2:07 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 39-26. And what a little run there from BG.
Well, it's just what Delhi's not used to. Delhi's used to a slow down. They came down. They rushed a couple shots. And, you know, they're trying to score quickly. They're in panic mode. But this is still only a 13-point game. You never know what could happen here.
So BG weathers the storm and comes back, and that's really the first time we've seen them outlet and go like that. They've slowed it down a lot tonight, but here they have just run it right down the floor, and those 4 points helps that cushion a little bit with 2:07 left.
Well, let me ask you this, Nate. You got a little bit of taste of coaching AAU as we did it last summer. You know, what experience did you gain as far as what you see in these players and what experience they gain from AAU?
Well, I see it all the time in games like this. You can see the teams that have a real game plan and who know each other in these tight situations. Other teams, especially earlier in the year when they're just coming off of soccer and everything, it's sometimes like things don't click until January. Whereas these teams, it seems like, you know, even if they played soccer in fall sports, they just fall right back into the rhythm that they had all spring, all summer. It makes a difference in games like this. I think that's the biggest thing I've noticed.
Well, you look at Bainbridge, they just look so comfortable. Not once did they really go into a panic mode.
No. And that's the thing. I think maybe the level of panic. You don't see it from these teams. Even in games when they get down, you don't see it. Here's Addie Sackett, looks to throw it up, and she's blocked by Palmateer. No call. And BG brings it back up the floor with a minute 50 left. Here's Canestra. Dribbles out of the double team, finds Palmateer. Delhi looking maybe to foul. Palmateer to the right side. Gets it into the corner for Corey Thornton. Bainbridge with good ball movement here as they get one back for Abigail Selfridge. Selfridge dribbles down low, lost the ball, and Logan Bruce comes out of the fray with it. Ahead now for Addie Sackett. Sackett, dribble drive, goes for the right-handed layup, off the mark, no good. Palmateer a rebound, but she lost it. Bodies flying everywhere as Delhi gets it back out with a minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter, and Delhi takes the timeout as
wow.
They had possession. Sheesh. Let me tell you, there was about four girls for each team diving on the floor there before the timeout. With a minute 20 left, we'll step away for 30 seconds with the score BG 39, Delhi 26. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. A minute 19 to go. Fourth quarter, BG leading 39-26. Over visiting Delhi here in a Mac Girls contest. It's been exactly kind of what we thought it was, a defensive battle here tonight. Hey, we did say first one to 40, and it's 39-26.
Yeah.
Delhi with the ball. Bruce kicks it out for Addie Sackett. Pump fake, back for Bruce in the corner. Dribble drive, the floater, off the mark, no good. Anna Post gets it, back out. Carly Heavey for three. That one falls short, and out of bounds it goes with just over a minute left in the fourth quarter. BG trying to seal up a win and put the icing on the cake.
Yes, they definitely are, and they're doing a great job. They're showing great composure here down the stretch. I would have liked to have seen Delhi play a little bit the way they did here in this fourth quarter, a little more loose.
Yeah.
Attacking the bats a little bit more, but, you know, it's tough when you're on the road.
58 seconds left and a foul as Corey Thornton brought it up the floor. That's going to be the fifth on Delhi as a team, so Thornton is going to go to the line for BG. Thornton averages about 9. She has 2 tonight. And I'd say between Canestra and Thornton, those are two girls that usually hit a couple of threes. They get some twos for you.
tonight. They have just concentrated on doing the little things, and, you know, it's paid off. That'll be the fifth foul on Caitlin Finch of Delhi, so she'll have a seat.
Boy, she had a quiet night, and she's a really good shooter. I mean, she's usually deadly from that three-point land.
Fouls out with 3 points. As Thornton puts up the first one off the mark, no good. Second one coming for Corey Thornton. Again, just a sophomore. You look at this team. Two sophomores in the starting lineup and a couple of juniors and the one senior. Second one coming here for Thornton. No good, and a rebound for Delhi as they bring it up the floor.
It's just funny to think next year when we call this game again, because I'm sure it'll be anticipated, it'll be all the same kids.
A lot of the same names. BG with a steal. Logan Bruce steals it back, though. Falling out of bounds, she stepped on the line. And so the ball will go back here to BG. Canestra underneath the bucket will look to throw it in. The BG student section still all over Delhi here late in this contest. 35 seconds to go. Palmateer is fouled by Bruce at half court. And maybe the things late in this game will spark a little rivalry on the court between these two.
It certainly could. And I was going to mention it before. You know, we talked about South Korite and Delhi in that game, and there is hate there. There is a rivalry in between those two teams. That'll give you.
Palmateer to the line. First one up and good. So Palmateer has 13. So Abby Selfridge with 17. Palmateer with 13 for BG. On the other side, 12 for Logan Bruce leading the way. Second shot coming for Palmateer. It is up and good for Palmateer. She's got 14. Delhi down to the last 30 seconds here as they trail 41-26. Here is Sackett. Skips it across the top of the zone for Anna Post. Steps in. The jumper, no good. Rebound, Canestra. 20 seconds left as Canestra dribbles out of harm's way. Back for Palmateer. And BG will stay undefeated with a victory here in the league tonight over Delhi. Palmateer picks up her dribble with 10 seconds left, and she's fouled and will go to the line. So 9 seconds exactly left, 41-26, and Palmateer makes one more trip to the foul line.
And yet, it'll be interesting to see when these two teams play in a neutral site.
I agree. Palmateer, first one up and good. She's got 15 now. And so some of the starters coming off, Selfridge and Thornton coming off. With 9 seconds left, BG on top, 42-26, and Palmateer to the line. Second one for Palmateer is up and good. She's got 16. Yeah, I think the neutral site certainly, you know, throws a little bit more into it. That'll be for sure. The thing that might be interesting is the MAC championship might be at SUNY Delhi this year.
Which will be even crazier.
Which could be even crazier.
That's home court advantage. And I apologize to the listeners. I used the word hate. How about we use dislike? Delhi dislikes South Korite, and the South Korite dislikes Delhi, but... What a game here tonight, Nate.
43-26, the final score. BG on top of Delhi. We'll be right back with our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll wrap up and get you some final stats here tonight as BG defeats Delhi 43-26. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Again, our final. The BG girls defeat Delhi 43-26 for a big MAC win at home tonight. And it's our post-game show now. We'll give out our three awards, but let's go through our stats first. First for BG, a game-high 17 points from Abby Selfridge, 16 from Megan Palmatier, 4 from Jill Canistra, 3 from Rebecca Reyes, 2 from Corey Thornton, 1 from Zamira Caldwell. On the other side, Logan Bruce with a team-high 12 points for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. She has 12, 5 from Addie Sackett, 3 from Caitlin Finch, 2 from Anna Post, 2 from Carly Heavey, 2 from Hannah Morley. So BG does a good job. Sackett usually has 12 to 14. Hold her down to 5 tonight. Selfridge ends up with 8 rebounds. Canistra with 4. On the other side, Anna Post leads the way with 5 rebounds for Delhi. So certainly a great effort there tonight. And, boy, just a fun game here to watch, as we expected, first 1 to 40.
That's a defensive battle. They got after one another. And, I mean, it just, Conway's team never changes.
Right.
You know, you could come watch him 5 years from now, and look, there's some, the Beers family is here coming in, checking out the action. But it's absolutely amazing. His team is so methodical. You know what he's going to do, and it just doesn't change.
Let's get into our awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think I will give this one to Megan Palmatier with the 16 points for BG. Got the baskets when they needed. I think she's a good candidate.
She just showed her leadership and that she's been on this team for a long time and showed her trust and how much she believed in coach and what he's taught her over the years. It was great to watch.
Next up, the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Some nights it's tough because the defense award sometimes just goes to another player on the other team that scored a lot. I think I'll give the defense award tonight to Selfridge, Abby Selfridge. She did a great job on the glass and was just scrapping all over the place. Good candidate there.
She's going to be a player. I mean, she's a sophomore. That's the name that you're going to be saying in the radio for the next 2 years. And
yeah.
She did. She did all the little things, diving on the floor. Anything as I do as a coach, that's what gets me fired up, gets my blood flowing.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, from ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give this one to Logan Bruce tonight from Delhi, 12 points, and she was the main reason why they got sparked on that little run there. And most nights, I think she makes a lot of those shots, but she was the one that I thought kept Delhi together in those key moments.
I actually like watching her play. I like the things that she does. She's actually she looks like a true point guard out there. I just think the atmosphere, you know, she's only 11th grader. You know, we forget that. And so she, you know, she's still got some time to grow, and I think she's one of those players that'll take tonight's game in and learn from it.
So BG wins 43-26, and I'm sure we might have a very good chance of seeing these two teams down the road, that's for sure. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. We will be back after the Christmas break. We're doing a bunch of tournament games next week in Cooperstown and Lawrence and right back here at BG. So we got a full slate of games. Until then, just want to wish everybody a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas out there. Hope you get to spend time with loved ones, family, and friends. And we'll be doing a couple more games this week on Twitter, so we'll have some scores for you there. So, Dave, thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me, Nate. It's always a pleasure, and I hope this isn't the last game I get to call with you.
Yeah, we'll see you down the road for sure. Again, our final score, BG 43, Delhi 26. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.